This week, we will look at the resurrection appearances of Jesus found in Luke 24. So if you want to turn to Luke 24, our first passage we'll look at is the journey to Emmaus. Luke 24, verses 13 through 35. Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who is going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. The journey to Emmaus is a classic passage that gets some attention most Easters. We have two disciples, potentially a husband and a wife. You could check out John 19:25 if you want to look at that a little closer. Anyway, these two are journeying back to their home after everything happened in Jerusalem. They're downcast as they discuss all their dreams and their hopes for a Messiah that didn't come true in their eyes with the death of Jesus. But all of a sudden, Jesus is journeying with them, but they can't recognize him. Have you ever felt like you're not recognizing God with you? As Jesus and the disciples converse and make their way to Emmaus, Jesus opens up the scriptures to them. It's the Bible study of Bible studies as Jesus shows and explains how the scriptures were pointing to him. Once they arrive at their destination, the disciples invite Jesus in because the day, well, it's almost over. And so in the evening meal, as Jesus breaks bread with the disciples, they finally recognize Jesus as their eyes are opened. Jesus vanishes, and the disciples question how they didn't know it was him. "Were not our hearts burning within us?" they ask. Even though it's late, the disciples rush back to Jerusalem to tell Jesus' inner crew. This passage makes me wonder about times you have been surprised by God's action in your life. Times when resurrection came suddenly, out of nowhere. Because sometimes resurrection works that way. One moment there's sadness, the next everything is flipped upside down. But this passage also makes me wonder, what are you grieving? What are you still waiting for to have a resurrection moment? Because sometimes resurrection doesn't happen quickly. Sometimes the transition is long and slow, and over time, new life and hope is revealed. Where do you find yourself in the midst of the Easter season and a pandemic? Where has God surprised you with resurrection recently? And where are you still waiting for it? Here are some lyrics from one of my favorite hymns that sketches out this story. And the hymn is simply called On the Journey to Emmaus.
On the journey to Emmaus, with our hearts cold as stone, the one who would save us had left us alone. Then a stranger walks with us, and to our surprise, he opens our stories and he opens our eyes. And our hearts burned within us as we talked on the shall welcome the Lord.
grace and peace to you as you continue to celebrate Easter. Amen.